Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Bend, Franklin, and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Your number one North Huron Warrior fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
My apologies to Fiona and Schmidt. They're all a little over on their there with bump music as the second half has already begun. And Lakers got it. And now there's been two offensive rebounds for them. And the third shot from Zwemer goes no good. And here comes Seaman into the Kyle Case right down the lane. Goes up for the right hook nearly. Went so far deep on it. Missed it. And right into the back of the hands of the Lakers. Here comes Jared Schutte. Over to Kaczynski. Down to the left corner. Back up to Schutte. Now going right to left across the radio. Back over to Kaczynski. Dribbles once, picks up it back, tries to feed it to Zwemer, still loose ball, and goes right out of bounds. We say it was last touch by Kyle Case, who took a heck of a shoulder into the Kaczynski.
Case slapped it right off Zwemer, and so it remains North Huron ball.
Nick Bosa will be passing this one in right in front of his own bench on the left side of your radio. Into Zwemer at the left post, kicks it out right to Schutte. Nearly took the three, decided not to. Now Kaczynski dribbles, and not much action. 7 minutes left in the third. Lakers 20, North Huron 11. Post on the baseline, trying to undercut the end zone. It gets scooped out by number 10, Goretzky, and here comes the Warriors. Seaman underneath the hoop, went too far, hit the bottom of the hoop, and here comes Lakers. Over Nick Post for the layup from the right side, high off the glass, and it's good. Nick Post with 5 points tonight. And North Huron now trails by 11, 22 to 11. 6:30 remains in the third quarter. Moore on the right wing, being guarded by Schutte from a distance. Dribbles twice into the right elbow, kicks it out to 35. Kaczynski for three, and it's good. Matt Kaczynski now with 5 points. Brings it back down to a single-digit deficit to 8 at 22 to 14. Good sign for the Warriors trying to start to heat up in their own gym. Binder on the right wing, going to Zwemer from the jump shot from the free throw line. That one's good, and that looked good, too. Paul Zwemer with 8 points on the night.
Well, North Huron was packing it in with a 2-3 zone, and Zwemer says, well, I'm not going to get it down the low post. I'm going to go ahead and go for it right at the elbow, and he hit it.
It's now a 10-point game as Kyle Case takes a three from the left wing. Air ball, rebound, Lakers. It's Lakers 24, North Huron 14. Schutte drives into the lane, kicks it out to Binder. He drives into the lane, misses it, gets his own rebound into Kaczynski, over to Schutte for three from wide open from the right wing. This one rims in and out, nearly in. And rebound Binder, and we have a push against North Huron. Number 14, Dustin Seaman, his second. Team's first of the half. So Lakers will get it underneath their own hoop. Feeds it into Zwemer, now Kaczynski, top of the key. Over to Schutte, drives right down the baseline, but instead he shuffled his feet before taking a dribble. And that's a turnover. Speaking of turnovers, Fat Tuesday today. 5:28 left in the third quarter. 24-14. Moore bringing it up for North Huron, favoring his right side. Comes the trap from Lakers at the top of the key. Over to Seaman, now to Case. Drives right down the lane, a little bit of an action hip block against number 42. Paul Zwemer will be called and charged. Interestingly enough, that's three on Zwemer.
That could be a factor down the road.
And the first on Lakers in the second half. So North Huron gets it on their own hoop. Kyle Case passing this in. into Moore, right in the right block. Waits for Zwemmer to clear through the air, and he goes up for the layup, and it's good. Brandon Moore with three, and things are starting to click for the Warriors. They're only down by eight. Seems like momentum's kind of on their side. Binder on the right wing up to Schutte at the free throw line for the jump shot. This one's short. Rebound by Case. Brings up for himself. 4:50 left in the third. Picks up his dribble over to Seaman for three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound nearly by Moore, and Kaczynski wraps it away. Here comes Schutte, right to left across the radio. 4:40 left in the third. Lakers 24, North Huron 16. As the jump shot inside the paint is good.
Nick Post is finding some open areas, Clark.
Post now has 7 points in the night. Back to a 10-point lead for the Lakers. Siemens on the ground. And we have possession arrow after a held ball favoring North Huron. So they'll get it on the far sideline. Binder sits down. Dominic Guardian checks in for the Lakers. 4:19 left in the third. 26-16. Warriors trail by 10. Seaman, top of the key, being guarded by Schutte. Now to Gretzky. Nearly could have been called a foul. And now a loose ball all over the place, and Seaman calls for the timeout, and they get it. A little bit of a wild possession there for North Carolina. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 4:06 left in the third.
It sure looked like football drills. Loose ball, go for it. There's about five guys that had an opportunity for it. Very heads-up play on North Huron calling the timeout. Remain with the ball and the possession.
It all started with Nick Gretzky, who got the pass and decided to nearly do a 23 dive with it before starting to dribble. He lost it. Then there was about three other players that touched it. Then everyone was diving on the floor. And then Seaman ended up with it, calling the timeout. And they're charged with a 30-second timeout. North Huron ball right in the same spot as last possession. They're hoping for a different outcome. They trail by 10. Cal Case passes into Moore right at the timeline. Left to right across the radio. In white jerseys, blue uniforms. Gretzky did nearly the same thing. Takes the jump shot from the free throw line. Has a little bit of body action against him. And we have a whistle, and he'll be in line for two shots. Fouls against number five, Evan Kaczynski, his third. So a little bit of foul trouble starting to loom for the Lakers. First free throw from Gretzky goes no good. Right side of the rim, bounces out. Exactly halfway through the third quarter. Lakers leads North Huron 26-16. Second free throw, this one's good. Gretzky now 1-for-2 for the line. He now has 5 points. Pelega checks in and replaces Kaczynski, Matt Kaczynski. Like we said, we have four Kaczynskis on the rosters tonight, two on each team. Schutte.
The last free throw might get Kaczynski a little bit more hot, because that's the kid that I think that can play on the outside of the 3 points prep and do some damage to the Lakers.
Evan Kaczynski has a little trouble in the left corner. Gets it out to Schutte, dribbles right into the lane. Kicks it over, tries to beat a Dominic Guardian, and Cal Case strips it away. Here come the Warriors, trailing them by 9 points. Cal Case at the left elbow, back up to Moore, top of the key. He drives in over to Gretzky, and dribbling back up to the top of the key. Seaman now, left wing. Trying to work Seaman off of the shooting guard, trying to get his three-point shot going. And Moore calls the play, dribbles to his right. 3:15 left in the third. Seaman feeds it into Case, goes to work, goes for the layup from the left side, and it's good. Nice, consistent play there from the Warriors on that possession. Brings them within 7, 26-19. Lakers lead. Less than 3 to play in the third. Schutte, top of the key, dribbles into the lane, goes up for the shot, and the floater from the hip goes up and good. That's impressive. If this were horse, I'd make him prove it, though. As Moore goes into the lane, checks one up. This one's no good. And I mean a chuck. And now we have a whistle after the fact on the rebound. Dominic Guardian was butchered by three white jerseys. Fouls against number 34, Nick Plega, his second for North Huron. Team second of the half, and we have a timeout called by Lakers. Jeremy Majeski wants to talk things over. His team leads by 9. It's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW, Lakers 28, North Huron 19. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have.